From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama's speech to the UN General Assembly this morning will be followed by separate meetings with Israeli and Palestinian leaders as he tries to head off a diplomatic showdown. NPR's Ari Shapiro says the president will urge Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas not to push for a vote in the Security Council on a bid for UN recognition of Palestinian statehood, a bid the U.S. has pledged to veto.
The meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was planned all along, but the meeting with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas was a late addition to President Obama's schedule just yesterday evening. Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes says Mr. Obama will have roughly the same message for both men as the Palestinians seek statehood.
The president will say, frankly, the same thing in private that he'll say in public, which is that we do not believe that this is the best course of action for achieving Palestinian aspirations. We believe that the best course of action is direct negotiations.
President Obama has pushed both sides to negotiate with each other on a two-state solution, but right now, peace talks seem as far away as ever. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, New York.
The Obama administration is reportedly warning Pakistan that it must help clear out Taliban militants based in an area near that country's border with Afghanistan, or the U.S. will act on its own to do so. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta says he's determined to stop cross-border attacks by the so-called Haqqani network on U.S. forces and facilities in Afghanistan.
We cannot have the Haqqanis coming across the border, attacking our forces, attacking Afghanistan, Afghanistanis, and then disappearing back into a safe haven. That is not tolerable.
Panetta speaking to reporters at the Pentagon. Taliban militants based in Pakistan are blamed for the attack last week on the U.S. Embassy in Kabul. The lawyer for the two American men imprisoned in Iran on espionage charges insists they will be released today, now that a $1 million bail deal has been approved by a court. Shane Bauer and Josh Fatal have been detained in Iran for more than 2 years now and have each been sentenced to 8 years in prison for spying. They strongly deny that charge, and the U.S. has repeatedly called for their release. Federal Reserve policymakers wrap up their meeting in Washington today, and NPR's Paul Brown reports the central bank may announce new steps to force interest rates even lower to stimulate borrowing and spending.
Analysts think the Fed's most likely move will be to sell some short-term Treasury bonds and buy up longer-term bonds, pushing long-term interest rates down even more. Economist John Kennelly of LPL Financial says the Fed hopes consumers and businesses will feel a bit better about new ventures with still lower interest rates.
By those means alone, they're sort of instilling confidence in the economy, and then you need to see confidence from Europe.
And what happens in Europe will affect investor and consumer confidence. The big immediate worries are whether Greece can be saved from default, and if it defaults, how broadly that might affect the rest of Europe and the U.S. economy.
This is NPR News. Greece's government is expected to announce another round of austerity measures today. NPR's Silvio Poggioli reports the new moves follow prodding in a conference call with officials from the European Union and International Monetary Fund.
The announcement will come after Finance Minister Evangelos Venizelos briefs his cabinet colleagues on yet new spending and wage cuts and tax hikes. Venizelos had a two-hour phone call with senior officials of the European Union, European Central Bank, and IMF late Tuesday night. They're pushing Greece to step up its austerity measures and reform program before they agree to release a much-needed $11 billion bailout installment next month. Greek media report the measures are likely to include layoffs of large numbers of public sector workers, pension and wage cuts for civil servants, hikes in heating fuel taxes, and a permanent property tax. The government is already very unpopular, and the country is bracing for another round of strikes this week. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Athens.
A powerful typhoon is barreling into Japan, lashing Tokyo with strong winds and heavy rain. The storm has already knocked out power to more than a quarter of a million homes and businesses. And John Matthews reports the typhoon is now bearing down on Japan's tsunami-ravaged northeast coast and its crippled nuclear power plant.
With the threat of heavy rains and wind in Tokyo, officials are warning commuters to get out early to avoid the storm. Local media reports that almost 300 flights are being canceled due to the storm, and high-speed rail service is halted in some areas. A spokesman for Tokyo Electric says the storm should not threaten cooling operations for the crippled Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant, but action will be taken to keep rainwater from filtering into the damaged reactor buildings.
I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.